Hello Mzanzi, welcome to another episode of the Farmers Inside Track podcast. My name is Duncan Masiwa and I'm your host for this episode. We are continuing our series on the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, a program that highlights the skills of hardworking wine industry workers and helps boost their careers, recognizing their vital contributions. Let's have a listen to this interview featuring another mover and shaker in South Africa's wine industry. Hello, South African wine lovers. I'm Duncan Masiwa, and welcome back to another episode of the South African Wine Industry Professional Body, or SAWIP. If you're not familiar, it's a pioneering initiative led by South Africa Wine. And over the past few weeks, I've had a wonderful time learning about this initiative and how it will not only transform South Africa's wine industry, but also how you can get involved. Joining us today in the Winelands is Ilse Ruthwood, the Managing Director of Companies Drift Wine Storage Facility in Stellenbosch. Ilse's impressive career began in 1996 after completing a marketing course and further wine courses at the Cape Wine Academy. She joined Meer List Wine Estate in 2006 and became Managing Director of Companies Drift in 2012. Under her leadership, Companies Drift, now a 100% community-owned organization, launched its own wine range in 2015. She's also a board member of the Stellenbosch Wine Route and part of South Africa Wine's Logistic Distribution Expert Committee. Ilse's passion for mentoring and uplifting her staff drives her daily work. Ilse, welcome.
Thank you.
It's lovely having you here, and it's clear that you have years and years of experience in the wine industry. Let's maybe start there. Why the passion for wine?
I actually started in the wine industry by accident. I studied marketing, and then one of my lecturers offered me a job at a wine farm in Franschhoek. And I started as a casual in a tasting room, and I actually enjoyed it. And from there, I stayed in the wine industry because I just realized that it's so diverse and there's many opportunities. And I then decided that's the career path that I want to follow.
Yeah. And now you work in the logistics side within the wine industry. Tell us a bit about that. What about logistics in the wine industry are you so passionate about? And how has your journey in that unfolded over the years?
I am a very organized person. I love paperwork. I love documents and a system. And I think that's why I love logistics, because logistics is all about systems. And I started doing exports at the wine farm. And I enjoy doing that because it's organized. You know what's expected from you and these deadlines. So I love that it's organized. And from there, I moved to a freight forwarding company for 4 years. And I also enjoyed that. And from there, it just made it easier for me when I made the change and moved to Companies Drift in 2012, because I had experiences from right at the beginning, exports, paperwork, freight forwarding, and now I'm at the wine storage, packing the orders for export.
Yeah. Your story and your journey in the industry is quite well documented in South African media. Take us through that journey. What has been some of your most memorable experiences in the industry? And maybe later touch on some of the challenges that you've experienced and how you've overcome that.
I'm very grateful for the opportunities that came my way. And I started working immediately after college. So I just think that I had the correct attitude at that time. I just wanted to learn as much as possible. And at the same time, I also gained experience in various fields. And it actually then made it for me easier to decide which field I am interested in. And after doing marketing and the promotions, I wanted to focus on exports. And it's a field that there's lots of rules, regulations, but it's also a diverse field. You must be right. It cannot be wrong, because that's the biggest challenge, that if things are not correct, and it's not done properly, you sit with major issues.
It's costly.
Yes, times. And then it's that's the biggest challenge in logistics. If you make an error, it will cost you. And it's also time consuming to rectify. But other than that, it's a nice field to be in.
Yeah. What would you say is the one skill that has been key to your success when it comes to logistics and distribution? What is that one skill that you know that you wouldn't be able to succeed without?
It's I think organized. Because if you're not an organized person, you will not be able, I don't think you will be successful in logistics, because it's a chain, and it starts with step one and it ends at the last step, and there's many things in between, but there's a deadline and there's things that has to be correct. And I can see with many customers that make use of our services that those that don't have the organization skills, that don't like paperwork, and that's not admin orientated, it doesn't work.
Yeah. You know, starting out when you started focusing now on logistics and distribution, was there anything that you needed to work on to help you ensure to be able to do the work that you do? Was there anything, I suppose my question is, was there anything that you lacked that you had to refine and work on? Maybe take us through that.
This with the wine industry, specific with logistics, there's many industry role players. So you have to make sure that you have knowledge of all the rules, the regulations, and all the procedures. And you have to keep updated of new regulations and new procedures. Otherwise, it will just be challenging and difficult to meet your deadlines. But it's not difficult. You just have to keep up to date. And if you're up to date and you are linked with all the information, it will be much easier for you to process documents and to meet your deadlines.
Yeah. You're part of the Logistics and Distribution Council at SAWIP. Tell me a bit about your role there in the work that you do.
You know, I'm actually very grateful that there's an industry body for logistics, because I think in the past there was always just mainly focused on primary production and also winemaking. And I'm very happy to see that there's also now a logistics department, because we don't realize how big that field is in the wine industry. Because after a wine has been bottled and you want to export, it is logistics. And there's different regulations, export requirements, not only for packaging, but also to get things how to get things overseas. It's export documentation, label requirements, and also packing requirements. And many people, when they enter the industry, they are not aware of all these regulations. And I'm glad that we can start to inform people and train people to bridge that gap.
Yeah. And I suppose in order for that part of the industry to function well, there's a need for skills and there's a need for expertise and sort of carrying over those expertise and knowledge to those that are coming up in the industry. Why was it so important for you to be a part of this?
As you know, I'm involved in a community-owned project, and I mainly employ farm workers and people with limited schooling. Some of them has matric and some not. And I realized that there's actually a big gap, and it's very time consuming and challenging for us when we employ people that we have to train quite intense, and we have to invest in them for quite some time before they are ready to work and do things by themselves. And I think that this new system helps us just to actually go on a portal and say, this is what I need, and the service providers that can assist and do the training for you.
Yeah. How do you see your role and your contribution in the structure contributing to the future and sustainability of the wine industry as a whole? How do you see that?
I just want to bring positive things to the table and see change and see growth. And I want to share my knowledge and also share my situation at Companies Drift, because I think it's a good example, because I know with the staff what I'm sitting with, and also with the challenges that I'm facing. And I think it's a good example to actually see what's the challenges, what can we do to better the logistics and in future.
Yeah. Talking about logistics and distribution, what are some of the challenges there in that space that you see on a daily basis in the work that you do, and how do you see that those challenges evolving over the years?
The biggest challenge is that many customers that join our services, that they don't have all the knowledge, or they're not familiar with all the processes. So when a customer of Companies Drift and they want to export, you then realize that they don't tick all the boxes, and it causes frustration, and they don't understand that why didn't they know it before. And then we have to connect them with all the role players to make sure that they do all the necessary applications before they can export or before they can load a specific order. So it's just that many people that not have the knowledge or not up to date with all the knowledge and requirements of the industry.
Yeah. If I am inspired by the work that you do in the wine industry from a logistics and distribution perspective, what advice would you have for me if I'm interested in pursuing a similar career?
If you like paperwork, and if you...
I mean, who likes paperwork?
And if you organize and you like deadlines, that it's a good career choice.
Yeah.
Because that it's the three things. It's paperwork, and there's a system, and there's deadlines. And that's the three things that makes that's why I love logistics, because it's a system, and it must be right, otherwise things will be returned or you have to start all over again if it's not correct.
Yeah. If you had to look deep into your heart, what is your hopes and dreams for South Africa's wine industry And if you want to be specific, the logistics and distribution side of it.
If I read about all the trends happening overseas, these robots doing work, and I really don't hope that it will happen in South Africa soon, because Company Strip was created for people, and it would be very sad for me if I have to replace them with machines. So I think that's why we have this body, created this body, to deal with challenges that we are facing with staff and systems. So we just have to keep up to date with trends, but never lose the human aspect. Yeah.
Well, there you have it. Ilse Ruthwood, Managing Director at Company Strip. The sustainability of the wine industry is not just about the vineyards and the environment, but it's also about recognizing and investing in the human capital that drives it. And that is exactly what Company Strip does. Now, this initiative aims to enhance the skills, the knowledge, and professional growth of those working within the industry, ensuring a thriving and sustainable future. Where there is wine, there seems to be an enormous amount of progressive thinking. So stay tuned as we delve in deeper into this exciting journey. And that's a wrap. Join me again next time as we dive deep into the South African wine industry professional body. Remember to subscribe to our podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss any of our episodes. From me, Duncan Masiwa, our technical producer, Megan Vandervent, and the rest of hashtag Team Food for Mzansi, thanks for listening.